Tell me when. Wait, was it going then?
Hey friends, welcome to Inside Out Growth Podcast,
hosted by me, Molly,
and me, Paris.
From fitness to friendships,
and self-love to studies,
we're here as your friends. So chill out
and relax,
whilst we help you to grow on the inside
to glow on the outside.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Inside Out Growth Podcast. It's just me, Molly, today. No special guests, no Paris. Paris and I are still doing long distance. She's in London and I'm in Yorkshire. It's still uni half term. So I think we've just got next week and then after that we're back together again. But I thought I would just take the opportunity of doing a podcast by myself to talk about something that I feel is quite important and something that has like changed my life, I would definitely say, and that's the importance and knowing the importance of mindset and also knowing how to change your mindset. Mindset is basically at the center of everything that we do. I mean, everything comes back to the decisions that we make in our minds. But I do feel like on social media, lots of influencers like to say this, and they like to say things like, oh, if you just change your mindset, like you'll be living a happier life, you'll be more positive. But they don't really say how you need to change your mindset or how you should change your mindset. And if you knew me 2 years ago, you'll know that I'm a very different person now than what I was like then. And all of that is down to the fact that I kind of worked out how to shift my mindset. Like, I knew that I needed to. I needed to change my attitudes towards food and exercise, but I just didn't really know how to. And that's what I'm going to try and explain to you guys today. So how to make that change. With any mindset shift in whatever arena of life, action is basically at the center of it. So the one way to change your mindset, and I think this is the only way to change your mindset, obviously there are sort of like little steps involved within this, but generally the only way to change your mindset is to do something. So for example, if you have a fear, say for example you're scared of the dark, okay, the best way of overcoming that fear of the dark is to be in the dark. So this is going to sound so rogue, but when I was younger, I did have a fear of the dark, and my dad would always keep the light in the hallway on, and I'd keep my door open when I went to sleep, so that the light would kind of like shine into my bedroom, and I wouldn't be like lying in the pitch black. But obviously, one day I realized that I needed to overcome this irrational fear. And said to my dad, I was like, Dad, you know what? You don't have to turn the light on in the hallway anymore. I'm going to shut my door and I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to go to sleep in the dark. And he was like, okay, you do it. And it was scary at first, but now I can safely say that I do go to sleep with my door shut and my light off. So it works. And that's obviously just quite an off topic for this podcast example. But it just shows the bare bones of changing your mindset, and shows that the only way to do that is through action. So I'm just going to speak a bit about how you can apply this to arenas such as food and exercise. So we've just had Easter here. I don't know why I said here, as if like other countries don't celebrate Easter as well. But in Britain, I know that's not the same in other countries. There's always lots of chocolate, Easter eggs, all of that jazz. And 2 years ago, I was absolutely dreading Easter, and I even told Mum, I was like, don't get me an egg, I just don't want one. I just not really into them. Obviously, that was a complete lie. I did want an Easter egg, and the only reason I said that I didn't was because I was afraid of eating the Easter egg and the impact that would have on my body. So this time 2 years ago, I was basically, my mindset was, if I ate over a certain amount of calories or if I ate certain foods, then I was just going to gain a ton of fat. And I was stuck in that mindset for the longest time, and I just couldn't work out how to get out of it. And I knew that I had to, but I couldn't work out how to. And the only way,
believe it or not, to get out of that mindset was to eat the foods I thought were bad and was to eat, you know, whatever I wanted, not worrying about like the calorie content or whether I was going to be going over my calories. So obviously I did that. I challenged those things, and 2 years later I was really excited for Easter and got a really nice cookie dough bunny, and Jimmy sent me some cookies all the way from Colombia. Obviously the cookies didn't come from Colombia, but he was thinking of me still, which was very nice. And I ate them without stressing about what impact it was going to have on my body, because in the grand scheme of things, the impact is absolutely minimal. And I enjoyed them. So breaking that down further, obviously we've worked out that overall, on sort of a macro scale, the best way of changing your mindset is action. But obviously I didn't just wake up one day and think, oh, I can't be bothered to feel like this about food, so I'm just going to choose to eat lots of food and be fine with it. Like, it just doesn't work like that. It would be great if it did, because I feel like a lot of people suffering with, you know, issues relating to food and exercise probably wouldn't have those problems. But unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. So, as said, I was really worried about the impact that food would have on my body, and if I went over eating a certain amount, what impact that would have. And I can say that I've been in a calorie surplus now for over a year and a half, and I look great, not gonna lie. I'm really happy with the way my body looks. I was really scared that, you know, if I ate over my calories, I'd end up, you know, looking like I was on one of those American reality TV shows of like my 5,000-pound life or whatever, where they're like dangerously overweight. But it, weirdly enough, just hasn't materialized into that. I think for me, definitely having a coach helped, because when I started with my coach, she basically kind of told me and validated to me the fact that what I was eating wasn't enough for my body. And then in that, gradually helped me to increase my intake. And I think that's also key here, is gradual. I mean, as I said, you can't just wake up one day and think, you know, I'm not going to have these problems anymore, because it just doesn't work like that. So making gradual changes is so important. So for example, if it's exercise you're struggling with and exercising too much, for your mindset to shift sustainably towards exercise, obviously you can acknowledge that you have a problem with exercising too much and that you probably need to sort it out, but to make a sustainable change and to reduce your exercise levels to healthy levels, I really truly don't believe you can just wake up one day and be like, right, okay, here we go, I'm just gonna do like X amount a day, when you've struggled with this problem for so long. So gradually reducing it. So say for example, if you're a runner and you like, you know, are obsessed about running a certain amount of kilometers a week, maybe just start reducing that kilometer goal ever so slightly each week. And then eventually you'll get to a point where you're like, oh, I'm reducing the amount I'm running a week, but like my body isn't actually changing. Like, I'm not all of a sudden gaining loads of weight. I'm, you know, not all of a sudden feeling, you know, like I can't concentrate because I haven't gone on a run and whatever. So it's all about the gradual process. I think that's key. So obviously action overall is what's going to change your mindset, but doing it gradually is what's going to change your mindset sustainably, so that your mindset stays like that over a long period of time. I hear quite a lot of people who have gone sort of like all in, I think that's the term, with their sort of food recovery and in like ED recovery. And if that has worked for you, then that's amazing. Like, I don't want to like invalidate that as a way of sort of recovering and getting better. But I also know a lot of people who have said that it didn't work because it was like far too overwhelming. So that's why I'm kind of like putting in the gradualness of this change. And you shouldn't feel bad, I think, for wanting to change your mindset, wanting to get over something. So even if it's like an essay that you've got to write that you're really sort of stressed about writing and you're scared because the questions look really hard, or whether it's a fear of the dark or a fear of a certain animal, you know, you don't have to immediately go full exposure into the things that you're scared of. Like, it is okay to do it gradually, and often that can be more successful. It's, I mean, for me in particular, that was what was most successful for me. And I think now, I mean, I can definitely say that I have a great mindset towards food and exercise. And I was actually reflecting on this the other day, and I was like, wow, I feel like I'm just at such a good level with my food habits and my exercise habits. And I was kind of working out where else in my life I can kind of make some important mindset changes and try and create for myself a more positive outlook on life. Because I do still get stressed, and I do still have days where I feel upset and I feel angry and I feel like the world's gonna end, albeit I have far less than I used to, because, oh my gosh, I was just, yeah, me this time 2 years ago was just in a horrible space mentally. But thankfully, I do not suffer with any of the same kind of feelings of anxiety and depression as I did then. As I said, I was just kind of thinking about, like, what's that kind of last area in my life? And I do truly think it is my kind of like uni work side of things. When I was in school, I was very, very obsessive over my work. I was a complete perfectionist. It wasn't actually until I got to about like year 10, year 11 that these kind of traits started to slip in. But by the time I was in sixth form, oh my gosh, I was so on it. Like, I would do all my work, do all my essays. They had to be to a certain standard. I was the student who would be upset if she got like a B. I think in the whole time in sixth form, I got like one C or something like that. And when it came to actually sitting my A-levels, oh my gosh, I was a mess. Like, I missed my last day of school, like the last official day of school where you have like a big barbecue and everything, because I was at home wanting to revise. My head of sixth form actually let me go on study leave a little bit earlier because I was just so stressed about the exams. And I do think that has kind of like lasted a bit into uni. Like, I still do have that perfectionist mindset, and if I have a task, I will only focus on that task. And to be fair, I'm in my final year now, and I think finally in this last year it's starting to set in a bit that, you know, you have to live outside of your uni work. And I have been better at like splitting tasks up, but still do get overwhelmed. So, for example, the Easter holidays was 5 weeks. And for me, after these holidays, I have two essays due and then I have my exams. But when I was planning to come to Colombia, when Jimmy left in February, initially I was like, oh my gosh, I can't go because I've got these two essays due after Easter. I'm definitely going to be spending all 5 weeks of my Easter holiday doing these two essays, which is just absolute, like, you know, if I wasn't in Colombia, I definitely would not have been spending every single one of those weeks doing these essays. And so it's kind of like I've kind of shifted my mindset, you know, put some action in there. And I booked my holiday to Colombia to see Jimmy, and now I'm back and I'm realizing, well, actually I've got plenty of time. So I've done that thing. I've done the thing that I thought was in the way in terms of the fact that this holiday to Colombia would ruin me writing these essays. And now I'm on the other end. I've realized, actually, you know, I've got plenty of time now. I've still got like 2 weeks to do them. And, you know, I've been splitting them up. I looked at one of the questions and I was just like, oh my gosh, how am I gonna? Because this particular essay that I've got due, you pick from like 10 questions, which question you want to do. And all of them were just horrific. So I ended up just kind of like picking one and being like, right, I'm going to roll with it. And now I'm like halfway through and I'm like, you know what? This is okay. Because I told myself I could write this essay. And then I downloaded the readings that I needed to be able to write the essay, made a plan. So I've already put in what, like 3 steps of action. And now that I'm writing it, I look back when I sort of first opened the questions with, and, you know, looked at them with dread, and I look back and I think, oh, do you know what? They actually weren't really that bad. And that just shows there the kind of the process and the flow that you go through when you're shifting your mindset. And it does apply to little things like work. And I know now that, you know, after having this sort of holiday to Colombia in the middle of final year and in the middle of all sorts of work things and exams and whatnot, it's shown me that going forward in life generally, you know, as I come out of uni and get a job, life, social events, seeing friends, seeing family absolutely does have a role within work. And whatever stressful tasks you've got going on, you can always make time for these social things. And I think that's quite an important lesson. I actually said to Jimmy, I was like, I think I've mastered not having the all or nothing approach to things like food and exercise, but hadn't really mastered it yet with my work. And now that I'm back from Colombia, I think I'm definitely a lot closer to mastering it. Life is all about balance, and I feel so like cliche saying that. I feel like I say that so much over on my Instagram, but I do say it exclusively on there and in relation to things like food and exercise. But even sort of with like the minuscule things, it is all about balance. Even if you're going to like put that right down to like little things between, you know, if you're like seeing your friends and you've got different friendship groups, it's like balancing out the amount of time you spend with each of those groups or with each of your friends. So yeah, life truly is about balance. And I think as someone into fitness, and you know, my Instagram is full of fitness influencers and other guys and gals doing their fitness bits, it's kind of easy to get caught up in the thought that it just applies to food and exercise, but it really doesn't at all. But anyway, I hope this rather short podcast episode has been beneficial to some of you guys in terms of how to shift your mindset. Just remember, it's all about action. And some things you absolutely just have to do and you have to see to believe. And I think it's quite easy to get caught up in what other people are doing, but it's so important to remember that your journey is your own. Things are going to fall into place at different rates for different people. As I said, you know, the all or nothing, not the all or nothing, the all in approach works for some people, but for others it doesn't. So don't beat yourself up if things take longer or shorter than expected. Sustainable change is often gradual change. And I hope that this gives you guys some food for thought, and I shall speak to you in the next episode.